Hi, this is Miss Lily, and today I'm talking about loving bondage. Bondage isn't just about tying someone up. Those who know me well know I love my ropes. Yes, I'll use chains, manacles, spreader bars, handcuffs, but I have a true love and abiding passion for ropes of all kinds, as well as the naughty boys and girls who enjoy them. Miss Daphne knows this from first-hand experience. However, my love of the different types and lengths of rope goes far beyond the tactile sensation of twisting cords of different textures over a willing submissive's body. It is knowing that by the act of them surrendering their autonomy so completely, they are engaging in one of the most powerful and total displays of trust, faith, and submission that exist in the lifestyle. It is a gift I always cherish. Bondage fulfills many needs, and there are several reasons why bondage is beloved by me and my subs, but perhaps the most overlooked is safety. Safety from my side is that some submissives love to wriggle about, and squirming can get unintentionally hazardous in impact play sessions if they start shifting beyond a safe strike zone. I actually specialize in bondage with multiple anchor points, specifically to make sure a sub is totally immobile and therefore incapable of accidentally wriggling in a way that will lead to them getting hurt. Safety from a sub side is that by giving themselves totally to me and feeling the ropes binding them gently yet securely, some subs have told me it's rather like being swaddled or cradled. In fact, some of my real-time subs that struggle with anxiety or insomnia brought on by racing thoughts find that being securely bound calms them, soothes them, and will even let them achieve a deep and restful sleep. There's even safety from extremes of emotion. There was an occasion where I had a sub who'd previously had an issue with cutting and self-mutilation. Under my guidance, she was improving, and then someone very dear to her died. She came to me pleading to be tied, and kept that way. She was afraid of what she'd do to herself if left with use of her limbs. Her mind was racing down a dark path, and she couldn't get it to stop. She spent the next 3 days in various multi-layered body harnesses, and the next 3 nights in ties that bound her to a cushioned rope hammock while I sang her lullabies and rocked her to sleep. After 3 days, the crisis was over. She was still grieving, but calmer, and confident that she wouldn't hurt herself. Bondage can be an act of love for both a dom and a submissive, as well as a caring act of intervention. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 and tell me all about why you like bondage, or what you fantasized about doing. You can also visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.